Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. John Deere tractors are built to work and built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors is full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. And right now, you can get up to $4,000 off a 5E Series utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. After all, you've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 1/31/17. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier brand. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattlemen.org.
Well, look, for the cattle complex opened solidly higher today, supported by early year short covering and cash premiums. The hog contract should also open on a firm basis thanks to spillover buying and signs of decent pork demand. Now, feedlot country will be typically quiet today as Packers focus exclusively on to the distribution of new show lists. We expect the early year offering to be about steady with last week. Guess is the bullish-minded producers will be asking about 120 to 122 in the south, 195 and higher in the north. Cash hog market seems set to open the new month and year with basically steady bids. Processing margins have eroded a bit from the extraordinary height of the fourth quarter. Nevertheless, they remain extremely attractive and should continue to support packers, perhaps aggressively, depending on how live hogs tighten over the next 30 to 60 days. Lean futures are set to open at least moderately higher today, boosted by follow-through buying and constructive fundamentals. Well, on the grains, 2017 started off with a bang as soybeans rallied a quick 7 cents shortly after last night's opening following the holidays. The other grains were also higher. However, Chicago soybeans couldn't hold gains as China's Zedalian market traded lower. On the winter wheat contracts, they were fractionally lower this morning following a relatively quiet overnight session. The wheat complex remains in the same situation as it begins a new year as it was when the old ended. Generally bearish global fundamentals has futures near long-term lows. National average basis is running at or below its weakest five-year levels, and the stronger U.S. dollar index remains a problem for increasing demand for U.S. supplies. It's a different year for corn, yet the same story for corn. The market was quiet overnight, which in the grand scheme of things may not be a bad thing. A complete check of all your futures coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, taking a look at our futures, this is at the close on Friday. February live cattle down 190 at 116.15, and the April was down 117 at 114.57. January feeder cattle ended the week at 147 lower, 134.45, and the March down 170, 125.10. February hogs were higher on Friday, 150 to 66.15. The April was up 185 to 68.07. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. The March was up 3 1/4 Friday, 418.5, and May was up 3 1/4 at 430. Chicago wheat March up 3 1/4 at 408, and the May was up 2 3/4 at 420.5. March corn was up 2 1/4 at 352. May was up 1 3/4 at 357.5, and January soybeans down 6 3/4 at 996.5, and March was down 8 3/4 at 1004. March cotton up 92 at 71.57. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.